Christ is among us. In a concerted effort, communities all over our country and in many parts of the world are trying to flatten the curve of COVID-19's spread. Watching the desperate efforts of humanity to flatten the curve of this physical virus, I wonder if we should not also focus on flattening the curve of the spirit within us. Every time I see a graphic of the steep curve of the spread of the coronavirus, I wonder if this is not a reflection in the physical health of humanity of what has been going on for decades in the spiritual health of the human race. For the last few decades, the spirit of humanity has been on the rise. Anxiety was higher and higher. Greed was on the rise, and consequently, the gap between rich and poor was getting bigger and bigger. The level of fear and hatred was getting higher and higher, and we were experiencing more and more riots, like the Yellow Vests movement in many parts of the world, while in our own country, we experienced more and more mass shootings. It seemed that everything was on the rise in the spirit of humanity. We could already see reflections of this spiritual reality in the physical world. The inflammatory diseases in humanity were ever increasing. Pollution, the temperature of the air and of the water of our planet, the frequency of hurricanes and tornadoes were all on the rise. The level of the planetary ocean was getting higher and higher. Everything was on the rise within us and around us, but we refused to believe these statistics and signs because of our craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. 1 John 2:16, the New Living Translation. And then, this virus with its steep spreading curve comes along. When are we going to start to believe that we were created by God in His image, and that our, especially collective thoughts, words and feelings have tremendous power on us and the world around us? When are we going to start to believe the words of Psalm 82 verse 6, quoted by the Lord in the Gospel of John, "I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High"? When are we going to start to believe that we were created to be children of God, and that everything that is going on within our spirit has deep and profound implications in the physical reality of our bodies and of the world around us? If we want to flatten all the rising curves that are happening in our bodies and in the world around us, we have to flatten the curve of the spirit within us. We have to not only flatten, but to curve down the proud spirit within us, so that the grace of God, that is everywhere present, could come within us and bring us back into a loving, peaceful communion within us, with each other, and with the creation. About how the spirit within us could be curved down, we will talk, God willing, in a future message. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With faith, hope, and love, yours in Christ, Father Cosmin Sicco.